Welcome to Red, White, and Brews. I'm your host, Gru, as in Greg Grugan. My dream job, drinking beer, talking to people I like and respect, and getting paid for it. Today with me, Marty Langton, the legendary president of the Houston Professional Firefighters Association, and someone who I started covering and, you know, didn't know what to think, over time has become a good friend. Marty, thanks for being with me.
Hey, thank you. This is a great setup. And thanks for bringing my favorite beer. You know, shout out Lone Star. You guys looking to sponsor Greg Rugen and his show.
The National Beer of Texas.
Be really good for you.
National Beer of Texas. All right, Marty. You've been at war for the better part of a decade. You're at peace now. But you represented the men and women of the Houston Fire Department who were underpaid and who had been given the right by voters to collectively bargain. What happened was we had a mayor who decided he wasn't going to bargain with you. He was going to try to stuff his deal down your throat. That's when I entered and started covering this. Bottom line was every time I came to you, you had demonstrable facts to back up your positions. The other side had promises, unfulfilled promises. Let's talk about the fundamentals here, which are firefighters can't strike because we need them in a crisis. Therefore, they are given the right to bargain with the entities, the city of Houston, that they work for. And if there's an impasse, it goes to a judicial arbiter who decides, you know, what a fair deal is. That didn't happen. You had to fight for that. Talk about the early days when you knew that this mayor was trying to play hardball.
You know, first of all, what I tell people all the time, Greg, is when you don't have to lie and you and the truth is on your side and the truth is bad enough, you don't have to lie. It's a bad day, but you're right. We had seen the firefighters in Houston get ignored, be marginalized, to everybody wanted to take a photo with firefighters and they wanted to show up when one of our brothers and sisters paid the ultimate sacrifice and died in line of duty. And when I was elected, I said, enough is enough. I said, you can't say that you respect first responders and in the same breath continue to do what you're doing to them. It was unacceptable. And I took a stand. And I took a stand, though, in the ways that you should when it comes to following the law. And that's the one thing that the city refused to do over the years. And when I was elected in 2016, it was simple, Greg. Hey, follow the law, treat your first responders correctly. And the voters of Houston have clearly said what they want to have happen. But we've had past administrations ignore it. And the firefighters, we were done. So we went and we did what firefighters do, which is we get the job done no matter how long it takes. And we stood up to people that didn't want good things to happen. And we don't stand for people that want to pretend like they take care of first responders. We don't deal with corruption. We don't deal with people that put taxpayer money not where it's supposed to go. And so firefighters stood up and we held the line.
When the mayor, the late Sylvester Turner, refused to negotiate, you went to the people.
Yes.
Prop B overwhelmingly passed by our citizens saying, firefighters deserve at least the same pay as police officers. Overwhelming approval. That was just to get everybody's attention?
Well, what it is that when we went to contract negotiations, under the law, it's very clear. It says firefighters in Texas, good public policy in Texas is that you should not have the issues with public safety, police, or fire with your municipal cities or other entities because they're the core critical function of government. And it says in there, because of good Texas public policy, that you have to create harmonious working relationships. So there's a path to make sure that there's always a contract and there's a law that says what they have to be paid in accordance with. And if you ignore that, then there is a provision in the law to allow you to enforce it. And, you know, what happened in the last administration was, hey, we're going to ignore it. And we actually sued to overturn the law that protected firefighters and police officers. And so we went to the voters. And when we went to the voters, they then said the vote of the people was unconstitutional. And the only way to pay first responders was through that law that we're asking the courts to declare unconstitutional. That's how ridiculous this was when it comes to wasting taxpayer resources and using political spin and not taking care of first responders.
Yeah, you had them in a box. And, you know, I tell people, Marty Langton may not have a law degree, but if there was a test, he could pass. Look, the bottom line was you were able to explain to me the contradiction. And they knew the contradiction, their legal side, and yet they spent hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars
millions.
To deny people who run into buildings to save our lives.
Yes.
This is crazy.
Well, not only was it that simple, but what was amazing was when people got out there and they tried to pretend that there must have been something more to it. There wasn't. That is exactly what I have fought against in government. Tell the truth. Be transparent. Taxpayer dollars should go where people expect it goes. And when you have firefighters and men and women who put their lives on the line every day and you treat them like that, what are you doing to other people?
Yeah. Ultimately, this story ends well. A $600 million settlement for back pay, a five-year contract which brings our firefighters into the very top level in the state of Texas in terms of compensation, and a commitment to rebuild this fire department into a world-class entity.
Yeah, this is the third largest fire department in the nation. We are known for being the most aggressive, and what that means is everybody in the U.S. will tell you if something is wrong with you or your family, they want Houston firefighters to come get them. And you can't do that, and you can't ignore them. You have to pay them. You have to take care of them.
Hold that thought. Red, White, and Bruce, we'll be right back.
I pledge allegiance.
I love our theme. Welcome back to Red, White, and Brews. I'm with my friend, Marty Langton. Wasn't always that way, but you know, when you are in an 8-year fight and you earn someone's respect, and I think it's been mutual, this is what happens. Let's toast to that, all right?
I'll toast to that any day.
Hey, look, you know, the happy ending to this story was a historic $600 million back pay settlement, which is a good deal for the city, engineered by you and our mayor, John Whitmire. There was a day when the checks were delivered. And this wasn't a bonus. This is deferred.
Unpaid wages.
Deferred wages. That money has changed lives. What was it like? I mean, to see, I know you didn't go to bed at night without thinking about this. You didn't wake up without thinking about it.
Listen, I tell people all the time, you see an injustice happening, you see something happening, what are you willing to do to change it? And I spent nearly 8 years of my life every day taking hits from people that didn't want the right thing to happen. And the only thing I could never control is time. But what I could control was doing the right thing, telling the truth. And when that day finally happened, I don't know that I have, still gives me kind of chills down my spine, but it is, that's what fighting for the right people and the men and women who sacrifice themselves every day, that's what they deserve. And, you know, even with that, to see all the years that they went without getting paid, how many times that they had not been able to take care of their families, not be able to take care of college tuition, not be able to buy a house, not be able to fix a house, not be able to afford insurance. Now, it impacts people's lives. These are real people, just like, you know, you and I. They have families, they have responsibilities, and you know, I don't know what it felt like to be Oprah, but that day I felt like it was pretty amazing to be like Oprah, because for the first time, firefighters were recognized for the service and sacrifice. And, you know, Mayor John Whitmire was absolutely the reason for that. And they started to feel respected. and that they people had their backs. Are we done fixing it? No, because previous administrations tried to destroy a world-class fire department. So we're crawling out of a hole that other people created, but this mayor has been unapologetic about standing with the men and women of the Houston Fire Department, and it is the absolute honor of my life to represent them, and I couldn't be more proud.
I want to give credit to firefighters. They stuck with your leadership. There were you offered the mayor off ramps, and they countered with stuff, and or you know balked and made public promises that were never kept. Your firefighters stuck with you. You convinced them that they were in the right, the law was on your side, and you prevailed. I got to give them credit. I know a couple of rank and file guys, and you know that's a measure of leadership.
Well, I can tell you that I believe that when you are in a position that you represent people and their lives and their families, they hope that somebody cares enough that when they're in a room that they're actually doing something that is going to impact their lives and that somebody's going to do whatever it takes. And so I've seen too often people pat themselves on the back, say, well, that's the best we could do, or we tried and feel good. That's not what leaders are supposed to do. And the credit goes to the firefighters. This wasn't easy. I mean, the number of attacks against me and my family, I mean.
They tried to fire you.
I mean, yeah, they did. When you can't ignore the truth and you can't go around the truth, when you can't stop the truth, you just try to get rid of it. And I told him very plainly, I said, I've got so many knives in my back and people ask me, what do you do? And I said, I leave them in there. It gives less room for less surface area for somebody else. But when you're telling the truth and you're coming from the right place and what you're trying to actually do is the right thing, you're not worried about everybody else trying to get you off of your path. That is the measure, in my opinion, with leadership. And it's also my job to leave it better than I found it and to have the next person do a better job than me.
Yeah, I was worried about you after this was over. You've been at war for 8 years and that there would be PTSD. You know, in a good sense. You know, what's Marty going to do now when he doesn't wake up with his hair on fire?
I mean, you know, we're still, you know, the reality is that, and the firefighters will tell you, and I call it like I see it and tell the truth. The devastation that was caused by previous administrations put us in such a big hole that we are working toward. We're in the right direction. But it takes leadership. It takes strategy. And we're getting out of it, but we're not there yet. You know, the mayor and I talk about it all the time. It's like you've stopped the bleeding from the past. You took care of them. And now we have to build the department, the world-class fire department. And the fire chief does an amazing job. And the mayor supports the firefighters and paramedics. And I have not stopped since that time to get things done. And I'm going to continue to make sure that the firefighters, paramedics, and all first responders are taken care of.
Okay, I'm going to go full circle to lead us into our final segment, which is, another enemy at the time or somebody you were fighting with was HPOU, because it was a battle for resources. They saw every nickel that was going to the firefighters was not in their pocket. And yet, they were part of that battle. It's come full circle in the next chapter of Marty Lankin's life. Yeah. And so we're going to talk about that in a second. Brother, give me a clink.
I'll take it.
I'm loving this conversation. Red, White, and Bruise will be right back.
I pledge allegiance to the red, white, and blue.
I'm jamming, man. Marty, I don't know if, after the podcast, we might have to go to, a local establishment. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, look, I'm with Marty Lankin, president of the Houston Professional Firefighters Association. And in the new chapter of his life, candidate for Harris County judge.
I know. You wonder what I was going to do with my 4:30 in the morning wake-ups and what else I was going to take on. Anytime I'm offered a road that's a little bit less bumpy and smooth and enjoy the hard work that we've done. But I know that there's real challenges, and my focus always is on leaving a legacy of helping people. I have been raised to believe, and the motto at where I went to school was to be a mentor for others. And you have one life to live. And I believe that you should do it in the service of others. And I think that by doing that, it is not about how much fame, fortune people can make. It's actually about solving problems and helping the taxpayers understand and fixing and working with people, creating collaboration, and stop the nonsense. Stop the nonsense. I've been there. I've seen it. I understand. Went through our battle. People fight like hell just so that the truth doesn't come out. I could care less. I'm not owned. I'm not leveraged. And nobody can tell me anything other than what I truly believe, which is be honest. Tell people the truth.
Look, I do this for a living. There is not one phase of Harris County government that's working. You know, you talk about the finances. Yep. You talk about the flooding. You talk about the catastrophe that is the Harris County jail. You talk about, you know, they're trying to just buy, they were forced to deal with the pay inequity for Harris County deputies. Oh, by the way, I think they're probably going to endorse you. I mentioned earlier that the Houston Police Officers Union, which had vied for resources and went to court against the firefighters, the Houston Professional, wait a second, Houston Police Officers Association, this is anyway,
HPOU.
They just endorsed you for Harris County Judge.
They did.
That is incredible.
But it teaches you, Greg, about the fact that you may disagree on policy type issues, but we don't disagree on that public safety is 100% number one. And what has been done for so long is that people are talking about things and have put money towards things that have nothing to do with the role of city and county government. And that's the problem. And that's why I'm running for Harris County Judge. Public safety is 100%. I hear people talk about it all the time. They say public safety is the most important. I said, show me your budget. Show me how you value the people that put their lives on the line every day. If the county residents are not safe, nothing else matters. Public safety will be the highest priority in my administration. The next thing that we're going to deal with is infrastructure as it comes to disaster mitigation, disaster response, emergency management. Nobody in this race has a better understanding about how to deal with these things or have the relationships, both at the regional state level and the state level. You have to be able to pick up the phone and get the resources you need to fix the problems. And you first have to acknowledge you have a problem. Nobody keeps acknowledging we have a problem except the problem they continue to create. Infrastructure and roads. And lastly, the one thing that not a whole lot of people talk about that I absolutely will be talking about is good paying jobs, labor skilled jobs. We have a port expansion going on. We don't have enough skilled labor. And we bring good paying skilled labor programs and we get people here. That is absolutely great for our economy. And we want to work with businesses to come to Harris County to make it home. But you can't do that while you have crime issues, jail issues, issues with paying your police officers. I know something about that. I have stood with the police, the constables, and the sheriff's deputies, and I'll continue to do it. And judge me on the record that I'm going to have.
Hey, look, you know, old stereotypes. You're a union president, and you're a Republican.
Yeah.
Are you busting that stereotype? And give me and take a sip of beer, will you, please?
I will. I'm in.
All right. Yeah. That question.
Here's the thing. The hilarity of all of this is that people want to get into polarizing politics and social issues and things that have nothing to do with the core values of what government is. There's no secret. You've seen at the national level, you've seen a complete change. The blue-collar workers identify with a lot of the ideals of the Republican Party. This isn't new to me. This isn't new to most people. But this absolutely is critical because we're seeing a shift at all levels. We want good government. We want transparency. We want people to be held accountable. And we don't want the corruption. So take care of the men and women that are out there building this county, building this city, working hard. Take care of the families, lower taxes, and stop paying for things that have nothing to do with county government.
You're a Houstonian. You went to Strake, right?
I did. Straight Jesuit, yeah.
All right. Hey, and you are a proud father. What kind of town you want to leave your kid?
I want to leave a safe town. I want to leave a town where your children can actually be raised and stay here in Houston, Harris County area. The problem that we see all the time is that some areas are taken care of, some aren't. And the reality is that everybody should have the fundamental right to be safe. And I don't want my son to grow up in a county that becomes unsafe, because we're talking about things that have nothing to do with creating a safe environment in Harris County, taking care of our police, our constables, our sheriff's deputies, ensuring that our firefighters, paramedics, and our people out there that are saving the citizens of Harris County are taken care of. I want my son to grow up, and I want him to lead and be better at doing these things than I am, and to learn what it means to serve people.
My brother, thanks for being on Red, White, and Bruce. Give me a click. Yeah. Hope you'll come back.
Lone Star.
Folks, we delivered. Hope you'll watch the next episode. I'm Greg Grugan, and come on back to Red, White, and Bruce.
I pledge allegiance.